Hello to you, our viewers and listeners out there, and welcome to today's edition of Daily News on Crossriver Watch, where we'll bring you a wrap-up of happenings as it relates to Crossriver States. I am your host, Jonathan Uba. Now, on the news today, we have Crossriver Anti-Tax Agency asks traders to vacate parks. Otto Jarvis University shuts down over students' abduction. Police unaware of car theft in Calabar. PHEDC explain power outage to customers. Crossriver government to privatize Boki oil palm estates. CSO thanks government on domestication of Freedom of Information Act upholding digital rights. Now we'll take you to the news in detail. We begin with the Crossriver State Anti-Tax Agency, which has urged traders operating in parks and shopping centers to move inside the main markets to avoid unfortunate incidents. The chairman of the agency, Bishop Emma Isong, made this known in a statement issued in Calabar on Wednesday in reaction to the face-off between the Calabar South Local Government Council and the Unified Traders Association operating at the shopping center complex at Watt Market over taxes, rates and levies. The agency said parks and markets are managed by the local government councils with the allotment of stores, shops and space not covered by the tax exemption law of the state, since they fall within the purview of the councils. Meanwhile, following up with the abduction of a student, the management of Otto Jarvis University in Akwabio, Crossriver State has shut down the institution. A circular signed by the acting registrar of the institution, Ngozi Felicia, and issued on Wednesday, directed parents and guardians to pick up their children and wards from the university within 24 hours. The varsity said students currently writing examinations, which were billed to end by tomorrow, Friday, will continue in the next academic session. Meanwhile, finally, students who are to do their defense will be notified in due course. Also, the Crossriver State Police Command has said it is not aware of the snatching of a car registered with a ride-hailing company, Bolt, in Calabar. The command spokesperson, DSP Irene Ugbo, told newsmen that she was not aware of the incident after she was called to confirm reports that a Toyota Corolla was snatched on Wednesday night at Yellow Duke by Atakwa Street in Calabar South Local Government Area. A fellow operator of the victim, an eyewitness, simply identified as Eva, raised the alarm while initial reports suggest that at least 17 vehicles have been snatched since April 2022 till date. We will proceed on a short break right now. There will be more news afterwards. Thank you for staying with us. Now we bring the rest of the bulletin. The management of the Port Harcourt Electricity Distribution Company, PHEDC, has attributed the recent outage in the supply of electricity to another collapse in the national grid. The distribution company made this known in a statement issued by the management on Wednesday, where it urged its customers to bear with them as they are working with partners to restore power supply. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Crossriver State Privatization Council, Sir John Odo, on Wednesday announced the opening of bids for the privatization of two oil palm estates. The estates, which are Okuborum and Nsadop, are located in Boki local government area of Central Crossriver and cover an expanse of 7,146 hectares. They have remained a subject of controversy for host communities, the state government, and other interested parties. The council said this was in furtherance of the publications made in dailies of Saturday, April the 30th of 2022, of which Crossriver Watch was not warned of such. Finally, a civil society organization, Gatefield, has called on the government to ensure the domestication of the Freedom of Information Act across states in the Federation. The CSO, in a press conference by its senior associate on planning, advocacy and external engagement, Mr. Chukwumadozie, also sought the passage of the Digital Rights and Freedom Bill in order to protect the digital civic space rights and enhance participation in governance. Mr. Edozie, who said the two legal instruments will enhance citizens' demand for accountability, also disclosed that the online civic space serves as a refuge for citizens, as well as an effective tool to raise awareness on key socio-political issues and influence change, especially with marginalized groups. He called for the need for data protection, freedom of expression online, internet governance, regulation, shutdowns, online privacy and surveillance to be properly legislated upon. That's the size of our package today on the Daily News on Crossriver Watch. And do make sure that you visit www.crossriverwatch.com to get more details of the stories and orders. Do like and follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Ubal. Enjoy the rest of your evening. It is bye for now.